I think it's very easy for young people to think, oh, I wouldn't let my child use this product, but someone else's child can use the product.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and we can't think like that. That's not socially minded.
Hoi, daar ben ik weer. Tweede aflevering van mijn podcast Dit leer je niet op school. En in deze aflevering ga ik in gesprek met de Australische Penelope Blackmore. Brittany uit de eerste aflevering tipte me om haar te bellen. Penny is een freelance business en sales strateeg. Ze coacht jonge creatieven. Ze is een schrijver. Ze heeft een podcast samen met Brittany. Die heet Happy Hour. En ik kwam erachter toen ik haar googelde dat ze ook meegedaan heeft aan de Olympische Spelen in Athene in 2004. Grappig detail. Waar kan je Penny van kennen naast dan natuurlijk die podcast? Ik volg haar op LinkedIn. Ze geeft daar hele waardevolle inzichten. Die deelt ze in korte LinkedIn post. En ze heeft onlangs nog met Brittany een hele toffe, inspirerende webinar gegeven over die imposter syndrome. Zat goed in elkaar. Ik vond het erg sterk. Heel veel reflectie vanuit hun eigen ervaring. En toegankelijke webinar over dat onderwerp. Die vind je op YouTube. Die kun je zoek op hun en je vindt het. In dit gesprek was ik vooral nieuwsgierig naar de kernwaarden van Penny. In de context, in de zakelijke en de persoonlijke context. Hoe gaat ze om met klanten, met vrienden, relaties? En wat doet ze bijvoorbeeld met adviezen van andere creatieven? Ze gaf een hele leuke, vond ik dan een interessante anekdote over een advies dat ze van Chris Doe van The Future heeft opgevolgd. En dat helemaal in de soep liep. En die heb ik best wel hoog zitten, die meneer, met zijn adviezen. Dus dat was een leuk stukje van het gesprek. Heel veel luisterplezier en ik hoor graag wat je ervan vond. So Penny, I don't know how to do this, so I'll just do it. We'll figure it out. And last time I had a chat with Brittany indeed, and that was a lot of fun. I guess she told you about it, did she?
Yeah. She did you're great.
Yeah, cool. And I told her like this is all new to me, but not calling with people is not new to me, but you know, recording it and everything. And she said, just let's do it. And then basically say it. So we talked about the FFT, you know, or the TFT, the terrible first times. By saying it, it's there. That's how Brené Brown is talking about it.
I hadn't heard that. I love Brené.
yeah, you should check it out. First episode of her Unlocking Us or Unlocking Me podcast. It's quite nice.
Yeah.
So, and then you asked, like, what shall we talk about? And I would love to learn from you. That's basically it. So I want to learn, and let's see if you can learn something from me. So I got a couple of questions, but I don't want to be too rigid. So if you want to hit questions to me and, you know, break my style, whatever, I like that. So do it.
Sure. Okay, cool.
So back to just you, like right now. What's on your mind at the moment? What's going on?
Well, I'm a freelancer, so I'm always trying to do things better in terms of my sales process so that I can set expectations better. So I basically, during COVID, I was like, oh my gosh, no one's going to hire me because they're going to be desperately trying to do their own sales strategy. And so I sort of pivoted a little bit to also add content writing to my offering. And I made this bargain price offering that was like, you get a blog post, you get this, you get that. And it was priced super well. And so it kind of flew off the shelf. And then all of those content writing clients, you know, like they used me once and then they were like, oh, cool. Can you help us with our sales stuff?
Right.
And so then I kind of went back into my old stuff. And now I'm getting asked to help with more top level strategic work, which is like helping to define product offerings and, you know, do more value proposition based work, which now I'm like, how do I price this according to how much work it is, and how much experience you need to do that sort of stuff. So basically I'm always just, what's on my mind is always like, how can I be fair to my clients, but also price myself accordingly.
Yeah.
That sounds really shallow, doesn't it, actually?
No, well, join the club, Penny. I got the same situation here. And actually, I'm very curious about who do you learn from in terms of this? And what's their advice, or what are their learnings and key takeaways?
Oh, that's interesting. I think the one person I really talked to about this is Brittany. Mm-hmm. Because she's the only sort of person that is offering a similar type of service to me. I don't know if I talk about it that much. It's more sort of trying to gauge. I hate charging in terms of time and materials. Mm-hmm. I prefer to charge Same on here. Outcomes and value-based stuff. So, yeah. I don't know if I really talk to anyone about it. Should I?
Well, I would say if you talk to someone like you do, that's what I do too. Talking to people about this and give each other's takeaways and experiences, we can learn from each other. So definitely want to talk more than 15 minutes about this topic with you, because this is something that I'm dealing with on a daily basis too. But my wondering is, like, I've been learning about this specific thing, value-based pricing, value pricing in general, how to be from any value, from value to someone else, by a lot of people, just a few people that are, you know, very outspoken about this topic, you know, Jonathan Stark, Blair Ent, Chris Doe.
Write these down.
Oh, you know.
Yeah,
these people,
so Chris Doe, yeah, I mean, I took a piece of advice from Christo once, and I hugely regret it, actually. I was trying to turn down a client on behalf of myself and someone else.
Okay.
And basically, I was working with this other person to offer a joint offering to a particular potential client. Mm-hmm. And we had a whole bunch of people lined up, and 9 out of 10 people were like, yep, let's do it. We'll pay the premium price. We're really excited about working with you. And then the last person was sort of asking more questions. And basically me and this other provider were thinking, you know, like, we can't be bothered to answer these questions. We've already got enough work. Yeah. We got a little bit arrogant, maybe. And so we were like, let's just tell them it's not right for us. And then the next day, Christo put this Instagram picture up, and it was like, here's how to turn down a client. Here's what you say, blah, blah, blah. And I followed the exact template that he gave. Mm-hmm. And this person was horrified. They were like, you've been so warm and so friendly and so kind and thoughtful in your sales process. And now you're just cutting us off as if we're a bad ex-boyfriend. And I was like, oh my God. And it was the most valuable possible thing that could have happened to me, because I was like, don't follow advice that feels right for someone else. Like, the way I do business is not, this is just business, you know, I don't care about you.
No.
That's not who I am. So it just didn't work out for me at all.
Yeah. Well, I think it's very interesting. Am I right if I'm saying that you had a very good relationship with that specific client already?
Well, we hadn't worked together.
But you knew her.
And in terms of a very good relationship, I would say, we knew each other. We'd had a couple of sales calls. We'd had a couple of nice conversations. Yeah, I have a pretty good relationship with everyone I deal with.
And you did exactly what Chris Doe mentioned. So you just followed his steps. And then she basically reacted on, hey, this is not Penny how I know Penny.
Yeah. He was like, what have we done wrong?
Wow.
You're being so mean and so cold. And I was like, oh, yeah, sorry. And the good thing is I work with that person now.
Yeah.
And interestingly, I think getting to know yourself as a freelancer, as a self-employed person, means knowing what feels instinctively right for you. So a couple of weeks later, I just wrote to this person. I said, I'm so sorry. I took some advice. I shouldn't have taken it. I fully apologize.
Wow.
And I take accountability. I'm fine with us not working together, but I feel awful about it. You know, I lost sleep over it.
Yeah.
And they were like, good. I'm so glad you lost sleep over it. I didn't like the way that played out. And we'll work together in future.
Well done, Penny.
Guys, and now we work together now. and they're an amazing client. So I get worried about all this advice that's put out there sometimes because I'm like, it's not right for everyone.
No.
Not everyone should behave like this.
So talking about that, because I think that's interesting in terms of don't listen to everyone at all times, but try to, you know, sort of like adjust your own ways, you know, with inspiration of others, but don't really lose yourself, I would say. But what are
absolutely,
you,
yeah.
What are you afraid of losing in terms of this?
I think that at the moment, at this point in time, like our personal, ourselves and our work lives have a lot of crossover. And that means that you have to really keep an eye on who you want to be as a person outside of work and make sure that matches up with who you are inside of work.
Because how do you do that?
I think about my values a lot and my core beliefs as a person. So, for example, I don't believe it's okay to exploit people in my regular life. Mm-hmm. I would never trick people or sort of try and get the most out of them in a dishonest way. And so I'm not going to do that in my business life.
No. Yeah.
And I think that have you seen The Social Dilemma on Netflix?
My wife or girlfriend, or it's hard to say wife, whatever.
Yep.
The love of my life was binge watching it next to me, and I had a quick look on it. I think it was crazy impressive. But so tell me why.
So I thought what was really interesting in that show was there are all these designers from Google and Facebook and YouTube and so on. Mm-hmm. And they seem like really nice people with really strong integrity and values. Yet they built these products that were building addictive behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where we start to get, we think work is different from who we are as people. And I think that's a great example of like just stopping yourself and being like, would I want my child to use this product? Would I want my best friend to use my product, this product? Would I want to have a conversation like this with my sister? So it's just about, for me personally, it's just trying to connect, try and make business more real and less like this fantasy world where mm-hmm. where the rules of life don't apply.
I think that's
does that make
strong.
Sense?
Yeah, that makes definitely sense. It's super strong. Make it. I just wrote down the question. This will be the topic of the episode, I would say.
I think it's very easy for young people to think, oh, I wouldn't let my child use this product, but someone else's child can use the product.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and we can't think like that. That's not socially minded. I'm finding that really troublesome at the moment. Like even reading the news and working with different types of clients, I'm like, you know, there's a better way to solve this problem.
Yeah.
You know, and that's actually to sort of go to the higher level. In a way, like there's a band-aid solution for almost everything, and then there's the real solution.
Yeah.
And if half of the, even a quarter of the people who are applying the band-aid solution applied themselves to using the high-level solution or solving the high-level solution problem, then it would be fixed, and then we could move on with our lives.
All right, Penny. Let's get back to this day and wrap it up.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks so much. It was really nice to meet you. Thank you, Martin.
And I'll send you a couple of names and videos and stuff that really has inspired me the last few months in my freelance adventure. Maybe it's from any value to you.
That sounds great. Thank you.
Cool.
Have a lovely weekend.
You too. Take it easy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, dankjewel voor het luisteren naar deze podcast. Ik hoop dat dit gesprek op een bepaalde manier waardevol voor je was. Ik wil ook graag even dankjewel zeggen tegen al die mensen die tot nu toe al naar deze podcast hebben geluisterd en mij van feedback hebben voorzien. Dat waardeer ik enorm. Mocht jij nou nu voor het eerst dit hebben gehoord en denkt, hey, ik heb nu wel wat op of aan te merken en of complimenten te geven of whatever, laat het me vooral weten. Je kan me een mailtje sturen naar maarten@kamp-vuur.nl of op Instagram ben ik bereikbaar kamp en dan 2 keer een _vuur. Kan je me vinden en sowieso altijd op mijn naam. Zoek mijn naam en je vindt hem. Heel graag hoor ik wat je ervan vindt. Abonneer je op de podcast als je het heel leuk vindt en vaker te horen wil krijgen wat ik heb gemaakt. Of deel de podcast met een vriend of een vriendin. De link kan je heel makkelijk doorsturen, dus doe dat vooral. Nou, ik ga lekker verder. Ik heb nog een hoop leuke mensen in de pijplijn staan. Die ga ik interviewen en ze zo snel mogelijk online zetten. Heel veel plezier en tot de volgende.